World Cricket Weekly Talk is a Titan GSG production.
That is a terrific shot.
Welcome to the World Cricket Weekly Talk Update, serious cricket talk for the hardened cricketer. I'm Parth Mukherjee. In this week's edition, Bisla and Callis confound Super Kings to give Kolkata Knight Riders their first IPL title. IPL 5 had maximum number of close finishes. A look at some of the highlights of this season. And should Gambhir replace Dhoni as Test skipper? We begin with KKR's first IPL title win. A spectacular performance from little-known Manvinder Bisla of Kolkata Knight Riders tore apart any plans Chennai Super Kings had put in place to win the IPL trophy third time in a row. As Super Kings coach Stephen Fleming later said, the Kings had a strategy for the KKR captain Gautam Gambhir but had not expected that kind of onslaught from Bisla. Bisla, who was without a Ranji Trophy side last season, made a mockery of his previous career 2020 strike rate of 106 to play a superb innings that helped overall Super Kings total of 190 runs, which had seemed a huge mountain to climb. Incidentally, Bisla's 89 of 48 balls is the second highest score by a batsman in an IPL final, next only to Murali Vijay's 52 ball 95 in the 2011 final. Bisla was ably supported by Jacques Callis. The two had a partnership of 136 runs, which is the second highest in an IPL final. Well, Hilfenhaus may blame himself for messing it up in the penultimate over by bowling a full toss that was no-balled for height and following it up with another full toss that was disdainfully scooped for four by Shakib Al-Hassan. But the fact remains that KKR won due to its sheer team effort. Gambhir said later on there was no I in the team, only we, and it showed in their performance even though they were not the best batting side in the tournament. One of the highlights of the IPL Season 5 was the number of games that were decided in the last over. There were seven games in which the team chasing won off the last ball. Super Kings achieved it three times and Mumbai Indians twice. 12 more matches were won in the last over by the Kings batting second. Now, coming back to Knight Riders' performance, the KKR weren't the best batting side. Three teams scored more runs than they did in the tournament, five teams had better run rates, and KKR were one of the four sides to finish without a centurion. Yet they won. Why? Because as a bowling unit, they were clearly the best. They finished as the joint highest wicket takers with 107 wickets, while the bowling average and economy rate was better than any other side in the tournament. Out of the 102-50 plus scores in the tournament, only 7 were scored against the Knight Riders, which indicates how difficult it was to make runs against them. Another interesting fact, despite the outstanding performance of Sunil Narin and Muthiah Muralidharan, spinners overall did not have such a great time. Among the top 8 wicket takers, there was only one spinner. Finally, leading the KKR outfit to the IPL title has some people asking, should Gambhir replace Dhoni as the Test skipper? The format where experts feel change is necessary. With his forceful and passionate IPL stint, Gambhir has clearly thumbed his nose at national selectors who ignored him and elevated Virat Kohli to the ODI vice captaincy in February. That move followed on the heels of a public discord between Gambhir, Sehwag and Dhoni over team composition in Australia. The selector's decision was largely perceived to have been undertaken for non-cricketing reasons, since Gambhir has also led India in 6 ODIs and has a 100% international captaincy record. However, former Team India captain Sourabh Ganguly feels that Dhoni is the best captain in the shorter versions and even in tests. In Ganguly's view, Gambhir gives an option to the selectors, but it is just a 20% chance, quote-unquote. At any rate, it would be interesting to see if the selectors would like to come out of their comfort zone and make any change in the near future. So that's it for this edition of the World Cricket Weekly Talk Update. Catch my comments every week. Until next time, I'm Parth Mukherjee. We'll see you at the crease.
That is a terrific
World Cricket Weekly Talk is a Titan GSG production.